The depth and breadth of God's law. Jesus took up the commandments separately and showed how far-reaching their principles are. He declared that by the evil thought or lustful look the law of God is transgressed. The least injustice is breaking the law. He who gives hatred a place in his heart is setting his feet in the path of the murderer. The Jews cultivated a spirit of retaliation. In their hatred of the Romans, they gave utterance to hard denunciations, training themselves to do terrible deeds. There is an indignation that is justifiable, even in the followers of Christ. When they see God dishonored and the innocent oppressed, a righteous indignation stirs the soul. Such anger is not sin. But bitterness and animosity must be banished from the soul if we would be in harmony with heaven. God's ideal for His children is higher than the highest human thought can reach. Be ye, therefore, perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This command is a promise. The plan of redemption contemplates our complete recovery from the power of Satan. Christ always separates the contrite soul from sin. He has made provision that the Holy Spirit shall be imparted to every repentant soul, to keep him from sinning.